who keeps you laughing with all the jokes.
It's JB.
Keeps it real around all your folks.
It's JB.
You've been looking and what do you know? Congrats, you tapped into the Javon Show. Who keeps you laughing with all the jokes?
It's JB.
Keeps it real around all your folks.
It's JB.
Another outlook will give you some hope. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Javon Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Javon Show. I'm so excited today, ladies and gentlemen, because I have someone on the show that is going to educate, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Franklin. How are you doing this morning, Dr. Franklin?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am excited to get educated. You're going to give us some knowledge today. And see, that's the thing, because this show is normally about foolishness, right? So much foolishness. But today I'm excited because we're going to put some knowledge in with that foolishness. So before we get started, the question that we ask every single person that comes on the show, who is Dr. Franklin?
Well, Dr. Franklin is just a girl from the hood. I say that the Lord has had his hands on my life. We are doing incredible things here in the city of Memphis and abroad, and it's just great things. I do a lot of things in our community, but I'm all about educating people on why we should and why we should not, because of course we as a people, we lack for the lack of knowledge. So it's all about how can I empower somebody. So who is Talisa Franklin? I'm just a little girl that want to empower you to be the best version of yourself.
And I need to be the best version of myself. And there's so much to work with, too. There's a big gap. There's a gap.
Okay.
So you're going to help us fill that gap today.
Let's do it.
So I want to know, first of all, you're a Juneteenth historian. How does one become a Juneteenth historian?
Well, you know, right now, everybody talks about Juneteenth and Juneteenth and Juneteenth. But I tell people, we were doing Juneteenth in Memphis before it was cool and before it was a hashtag, right? Mm-hmm. We are actually celebrating 30 years in the city of Memphis of celebrating Juneteenth. So there's so many people that just got to know about Juneteenth in these last few years, right? So everybody like, Juneteenth, Juneteenth, Juneteenth. And I say, no, baby, we were doing it before it was cool. I was out here hitting the pavement, walking in the dirt and us and said, hey, you got to know about Juneteenth. You cannot literally go to the next level until you know where we've come from. And it's so much history in Juneteenth. And you'll be surprised. There's so many people that look like you and I just found out what Juneteenth means. And can I tell you, it's okay. As long as you get it right. I don't care when you get it, as long as you get it. And so I am just passionate about sharing it to everybody of what Juneteenth means, because Juneteenth, uh-huh. Can I go on and say it?
Well, first of all, have you been a part of it for all 30 years?
30 years. It actually started right across the street from where I grew up, and I was graduating from high school in 1993. So Glenn Johns Reed is now passed away, passed me the torch, and I took it from a community event to a citywide event. And we're the citywide event that's sanctioned right here in the city of Memphis in Shelby County. So all the mayors, all the elected officials, everybody that's who's who and just want to be who's who and just out here just doing them, right? They know we have been doing it. And what we have been able to do, Javon, is to bring that bridge, to bring a bridge, to bring people together, right? Because so many people have so many negative myths about Juneteenth and about slavery. Listen, let's talk about this thing, right? And we'll never get to that next level unless we have a conversation. And that's what I'm all about, having these conversations.
I'm so glad that you're going to be having this conversation. So you talked about the fact that, first of all, I had to ask about 30 years because you only look like 32. So I'm like, so she's been part of Juneteenth since she was a baby. That's beautiful. So for those who are unaware, for those who look like us or don't look like us and have no idea, what is Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration for the ending of slavery. Slavery, 1863, emancipation was signed, but it was in Galveston, Texas. Those people in Galveston, Texas worked an extra 2.5 years because they had no clue that they were free. But there was a bold man by the name of General Granger. He came in horse and buggy. I tell you, we didn't have text phones. We didn't have cell phones. We have none of that. He came to Galveston, Texas on horse and buggy with the general soldiers to read the General Order Number 3. What was the General Order Number 3? It stated that all slaves are free. And it was actually on June 19th, 1865, when he made it to Gadsden, Texas. And can you only imagine, Javon, those slaves are here reading, say, we're free? What are we doing here? And then some was afraid, some was excited. And so that's how Juneteenth became Juneteenth. It was on June 19th, 1865, when the slaves found out they were free in Galveston, Texas. And I tell people, we ain't free until everybody is free. And that's when freedom really happened.
When they got free, when they were finally released and they were told, hey, congratulations, you're free. Where do you go from there? Because everything has been wrapped up in what Master gave you. So then what did they have to go to once they were free?
Well, many of them were able to still stay where they were staying, but the rules changed, right? And so from the slave master that had to treat them like slaves, now they had to treat them like an employer to employee and give them wages for their work. And that's how many of them were able to move out. And so now when you go into a lot of the southern states and you see African-American families living on all this land, because many of them, if you go back through the history, their family actually worked on that land and bought that land, because once they found out they were free, they had an opportunity to gain wages. And I always tell people, let's go back now. Let's start right now. Many of us in our own minds are full of slavery, that we don't have shackles on our hands and we don't have shackles on our feet. We have shackles on our brains, right?
Well, we have talk about it.
Our mind. And so until we release those shackles, we can never be free. And so for those people that was in Gadsden, Texas, I'm sure they were afraid. I'm sure they were scared, but they were able, because of bold General Gordon Granger coming to Gadsden, Texas, say, you're free. But just think about this. So then you tell me that slave master, you worked me for 2.5 years. You knew I was free because you wanted to use me, but God wouldn't let you misuse me, because better days had came in the slaves' hands, and their children were able to see freedom. And just think about it. You worked me for 2.5 years. How would you really feel?
They should have got some back wages.
You're going to pay me for my wages now.
Absolutely. That is so, I love your energy and your passion for this. I'm trying to tell you that, like, I just want to just sit and just listen to you talk like this. And I'm trying to be a good interview host and not just do like this. Like, just keep talking. Please just keep talking. Please just keep talking. Because I love this education. So I got to know, though. So they get to Galveston. They let them know that they're free. Some stay, some go. When did it start becoming a celebration or something that we recognize as a holiday? Not officially, because we know that just happened with Biden. But when did we as a people start saying, you know what, we need to start celebrating when we were set free?
So I believe, in doing my conversations, just talking, when the horrific happened to George Floyd, it brought the light on civil justice and social justice and civil rights for African-Americans, right? Because of what we saw with that, I can always say that's when the light bulb was on. Listen, we got to do something. We got to address, and let's not unsee Black folk. We Black, you can't unsee me. I am she, right? And I tell people, I can be in a room with my peers and with my counterparts that don't look like me, but baby, you ain't gonna unsee me. I'm gonna make sure you ain't gonna unsee me, or you gonna unhear me. You gonna hear me. I will be heard, right? And that's when I believe all the significance of saying, listen, we got to do right by Black folk. Black folk that went through hell and high water. Are we going to continue to let them go through? And thank God for these little cell phones now. It's giving people an opportunity to say, you can't unsee me. I'm going to video record you, and I'm going to show the whole world what you did to me because of the color of my skin.
And we see the importance of celebrating and seeing us, because even when they hear us knocking on the doors, they start shooting without even looking at us.
Like, absolutely.
That, like that news story that just came out, and thank the Lord that they, you know, actually put her and charged her, because we didn't even know if that was going to happen. But it seems as if no matter the strides we make, that there is still those opportunities for people to hold us back and hold us down. Right.
But what I have seen, that accountability has finally got in the room, because before, people can do any and everything to people that look like myself, and there was no accountability. Now you will be accountable for your actions, whether you good, bad, or indifferent, you will be accountable. And that's one thing that makes a difference, because think about back in slavery, you can do in and everything to our children, in and everything to our husbands, in and everything to the wives, and nothing was said about it. But now, baby, you can't do what you want to do when you get ready. This ain't Burger King. You can't have us the way you want it, right? Mm-hmm. We have to get to the point that accountability, and if we keep making people stay accountable, then we will start seeing some even playing fields. And then we as a culture, can I help us?
Help us.
We got to get more accountable for ourselves, right? We know the struggles. We've heard about the struggles. Don't forget that our forefathers went through living hell to get to where we are. Let's not get here and get new today. Many times people get new today, and then again, that makes us not be on an even playing field, because sometimes they think other water is better than our water. Baby, water is water. Just drink it for life. We got to make sure that if we're going to really move the needle of progress, and especially when we talk about freedom, we got to be free in our minds, and then making sure that we don't just wash things under the rug like they did back in the day. We need to expose it so that we can get to the next level. And that's what has happened in these last few years, is exposure of the negative things that people have done to us because of our color.
30 years ago, you all were holding Juneteenth celebrations. What did Juneteenth celebrations from 30 years ago look like?
Juneteenth actually started in St. Paul Douglas Church our first year. And this year we're circling back to do a celebration where we started, the same space. We're very grateful.
Nice.
That was a church that once was the school in that Douglas community. Douglas community in Memphis is maybe one of a few communities that has no apartment buildings. So there were homeowners, there were Black people in that community that had pride about the community, that had pride about themselves. So that's where we started. We outgrew out of the church. Then we went to Douglas Park. So let me tell you about Douglas Park. Douglas Park was the first park, golf park, where Black people can even go over there and play golf. That was history. Then we left there and we went to Robert R. Church Park years later, because Robert R. Church was the first Black millionaire in Memphis that bailed out Memphis when we were going bankrupt. It tells you, Black people, you can, we can. We all understand wealth is at reach to us. It is not. So we moved it there. Now our final home, Javon, is amazing. We're at Health Sciences Park. But what was Health Sciences Park?
Tell us about it.
It's formerly known as Nathan Bedford Forest Park, the slave master of the KKK. Him and his wife, Mary, was buried on that one spot of land where now, where Black people never stepped foot on that park. Now we celebrate Juneteenth on that park.
Wow.
Remember when I made the announcement that it was time to re-envision, to change the trajectory of this park, that because, let me be real, as a Black girl in Memphis all my life, I never stepped foot on that park. But I said, somebody got to be bold enough to do it. And I'm going on this park and I'm going to take back this land that belongs to us in our community, right? So I went back and I made the announcement that I was moving Juneteenth Festival to Nathan Bedford Forest Park. Can you imagine the energy of how people felt? Who is she? Why would she take Juneteenth to this park?
Well, audacity.
Time was now, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I did that, it was so funny, is that not long after, a few hours later, because you got to understand, Nathan Bedford and his wife Mary was buried there, right? So we had statues and all that. So it gave Black people, remember that, don't you ever forget slavery, because we're going to keep it in the forefront. Well, the statues were removed, and how about they removed the bodies of those two individuals, because I feel that they just didn't want to have, they didn't want to have Juneteenth with us. And it was okay, because we're having Juneteenth on that spot of land. So that's when I tell you that we're making history and we're showing our young people and old people that, hey, we can do this if we do it together.
What can people expect this year with the Juneteenth celebrations?
So one of the biggest things that we can say happened this year after 30 years, get this, after 30 years, this is the first year, get this, first,
that our that I'm hosting. Is that what it is? That's the first, that's what it is.
I love it. Yeah, we gotta get that. Yeah, this is the first year that our city and our county, we're dual, has recognized Juneteenth as the official observance of celebration for our city. So we were doing it all these years. I tell people in the dirt, in that heat, but we were never giving up. We never really had a lot of support. But today, God is good to a girl like me, because I was not afraid to go in the room, have these conversations with people that don't look like me. I'm not here to bash you. I'm here to enlighten you on how we're going to move forward as a city, as a county, as a world, if we don't work together, right? And it is imperative that, and what happened was to have our city mayor and our county mayor be on one accord to say this matters. And so this year, we're even so excited about our luncheon. We're bringing in Dr. Ray Winbush. And everybody know he's world renowned. We're talking about reparations because, again, we need to make sure people don't try to unsee us and unhear us. And so we was intentional to making sure that at that luncheon is more of a high level. It's more corporate. So many of those corporate leaders that go back into these corporations, these organizations, they need to hear so they can go back with some better best practices on how to treat and work with all people and just not one set of people.
That is beautiful. So this looks like you've got some great events and some great things that's going to be happening in your city. So if you want, if there was one event where you're like, if you missed everything else, you better come to this. What is that one event that everybody better be at?
The festival. Because I need you to be at the festival, because at the Juneteenth Festival is an outdoor museum. And so we have a really huge display, because I want to see everybody, it does my heart to see people standing and reading and taking literature to have those conversations with their family. So if there's one event, get to the park, Health Sciences Park. One thing, you're standing on history. You're standing on a park where there was once owned, ran, was buried, a member, leader of the Grand Wizard. He was a Grand Wizard, right? But the KKK that literally believed that we didn't exist, we didn't matter. Now we're standing on the ground and say, hey, we matter. You can't get rid of us. We're celebrating Juneteenth. So if it's at one event, I would want people to come. Now, we have so much other stuff. We have a lot of great artists from the Yarborough Peoples, Evie McKinney. So we bring in great name artists, right? But one of the things that I make sure we do, Javon, guess what? They can come and experience Juneteenth Festival for $0.
Free 99.
Because let me tell you, there is some young people that's in our communities that they deserve the same thing that the other people that live on the other side of town. They may just not have all the money. And so that's why I challenge our corporations and our organizations to reinvest so that we can get literally make the door open for all people. And that becomes true diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh my goodness, so excited. And for those who want more information about you, about the festival, about the Juneteenth celebrations in general, where can they go?
They can go to www.memphisjuneteenth.com, or they can always go to my personal website and see all things Talisa at www.talisafranklin.com. But just do yourself. Google me, baby. I'm going to pop up.
Google her. You heard her. Google her. Google her. Before I let you go, are you familiar with Miss Opal Lee?
I am. So she is the grandmother of Juneteenth. I want to talk about that. And she calls me the queen of Juneteenth. So we had an opportunity the year that President Biden signed it. So we had Opal Lee here in that month of August of 21. And I had an opportunity for Miss Opal Lee to get on the grounds of Health Sciences Park, formerly known as Nathan Bedford Park. And we had conversation. Opal Lee and I, we were together probably 3 days in a row. And I enjoyed myself. Dion, her granddaughter, mm-hmm. that's keeping Vision alive. And so we talk all the time on how we're working to move the needle with Juneteenth. And so I'm very grateful. When I say we talk all the time and we have these laughters, because I said, now if this little old lady cannot give up with tennis shoes and say, y'all gonna hear us, you gonna see us, and it works. I said, well, baby, I'm just a little young girl with my tennis shoes on and say, y'all gonna see us and hear us. And we're just working together. She's in Texas and around the world, and I'm in Memphis and I'm doing it on my side of the world, and we're working together for change. So what has happened is her light, my light, and everybody else's light that's doing it all around the world, we're just shining bright because we understand what Juneteenth really means.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thank you so much for sharing all of this knowledge with us. And then, like I said, make sure that if you are in the area that you go to the festival, Father's Day weekend, make sure that your face is in the place, be seen. When you see Dr. Franklin, say, hey, I saw you on the Javon show. I like you. And so make sure that you give her the love and the flowers that she deserves. Dr. Franklin, thank you so much.
No, thank you. I am ever so appreciative of this opportunity that you didn't have to do it, but you did. And I'm glad you did.
My pleasure. And I look forward to hosting one of your events next year. Just bring me in from Dallas.
I got you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Dr. Franklin. Make sure that you guys go check out that. Listen, there is no greater way of celebrating it than right there in the heart of the South with some great music. I'm sure they're going to have some great food.
Always.
And that smile from Dr. Franklin, that's really all that you need. So make sure you all check it out. Thank you all for watching today. Make sure you all take care of yourselves and each other.